We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From Allegheny Health Network, family medicine physician Dr. Amy Crawford Fauché is with us. Doc, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is a crisis unseen in our lifetime, and we are at a critical moment in this healthcare crisis. Concern that we hear from Governor Cuomo in New York that we're 2 or 3 weeks away from dealing with what they're dealing with. How are you dealing with it as a family physician?
So thanks for asking. There is a huge spectrum of issues that we've been dealing with here within family medicine and primary care and Allegheny Health Network, and that is looking at how do we keep all of our constituents safe, and that is our patients, our coworkers, and our families to whom we come home to each night. So we're really looking at ways to minimize and actually help encourage the social isolation that you mentioned that we really do need to adhere to, because that's all we've got right now, and to switch folks over to interacting with their healthcare provider in a way that doesn't mean coming into an office if they don't need to.
Doctor, what does that include? Do I take pictures of my ailment, send it to the doctor, or do I FaceTime them, or how do you set up appointments for things like that?
You know, there have been a million processes in works, and we're essentially condensing what was going to be a one-year process into a week and a half.
Wow.
And so it is, yes, it has been unprecedented. And it's all of the things that you mentioned. So in the last week and a half, we have are transitioning 1,200 physicians and other advanced practice providers onto telemedicine platforms, which are video visits, which are taking pictures of your rash and sending them, which are phone visits. And in the last week, we did about 1,100 on-demand video visits, which we're offering 24/7. And also, in just on Monday, we did about 1,000 telemedicine clinic visits, which are both video visits and phone visits, and we expect that to ramp up.
You know,
so it's a whole new way of how we think about providing health care.
Well, I think it's going to expand in the future. I mean, one of the outgrowths of this, once we get through the crisis period, will be that will become commonplace, I would imagine, especially for people who have to travel or in rural areas who could then have access to telemedicine.
You're exactly right. There is no going back to a certain extent. I mean, we're not going to be this crazy, you know, once this all calms down, but I think you're right. Pandora's box has been opened, and this really is helping us inform us very quickly how we can best use this. And this has been an issue for rural access for a long time, and how do we get it? And this is just accelerating that pace, so I agree.
You know, this is brilliant because a lot of people are afraid to go to the doctors or refuse to go to the doctors or too proud to actually make an appointment to go to the doctors, but they will stare at their phone all day long, doctor, so you might have something here. How would somebody make a request a video visit or make an e-visit?
So what we're telling our AHN patients is to call 412 doctors, which they can connect you to either your office for a scheduled video visit with your own physician or provider, or they also can connect you to a downloadable app so you can schedule your own for acute questions. Do I have the flu, or do I have COVID? Do I need to be tested? Those are those questions we connect you directly for a virtual visit.
We're with Dr. Amy Crawford Fauché, Allegheny Health Network family physician. I noticed, Doc, that in many doctors' offices, they have maybe one or two people who are appropriately dressed checking patients with a, you know, extra temporal thermometer to make sure they don't have a fever before they would even come in if they're physically coming in.
That's exactly right. We have a number of screening processes in place, including when folks call for an appointment or go through an online app for an appointment to check and see whether they have any symptoms that are concerning for this infection, so that we can, again, even if we need to bring you in, and most of the time we can do that remotely or by video, we know that we're prepared. So, yes, that's an additional step for folks who may not have kind of been caught in that process. And I know in my office, we have a separate area. You know, you have signs as you come in the building. If you have a fever, cough, or concern that you have the flu, stop here, call this number, and then we have appropriately protected staff to help and keep those folks away from the other patients who still do need to come into the office.
And the doctor, those people who are teleconferencing their medical appointment, you said that the doctors and hospitals and staff had to crunch a year and a half worth of work into 1.5 weeks. How much has the growth been from the customer side? Like how many people are taking advantage of
Fair enough. So we had a small virtual visit program for the last year or so for folks with straightforward kind of symptoms that they can call and schedule. Before this hit, we were doing about 90 in a month. And then we quickly ramped up to doing 100 a day. So that's the scope of the change.
Well, we appreciate all of you in the healthcare profession. We need all of you. And don't forget that we're out there praying and thinking of you guys, too. Please share that with your staff.
I will certainly do that, and I very much thank you for that opportunity. We are trying to keep ourselves safe so that we can take care of our patients.
All right, Doc, we'll talk again. Dr. Amy Crawford-Fauché.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.